Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Hebrews 11, 1 to 7. Hebrews chapter 11, the verses 1 to 7. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as righteous when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, Abel still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that is in keeping with faith. My theme for reflection is the art of seeing with closed eyes. The art of seeing with closed eyes. Some of us like to read the end of the novel before committing to chapter 1. Faith, however, invites us to begin the journey with the book gently closed and the author confidently trusted. The quiet problem Hebrews 11, 1 to 7 names is our modern addiction to proof and predictability. We are tempted to believe only what can be measured, mapped, or managed. Yet God resolves this tension by revealing faith as the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen, a way of knowing that outruns eyesight, and a courage that leans into promises before they become performances. The writer of Hebrews situates us in a universe spoken into being by God's word, reminding us that reality itself is born not of visible causes, but of divine intention. In that light, faith is not wishful thinking. It is participation in God's creative purpose. As Augustine of Hippo wisely observed, faith is to believe what you do not see. The reward of this faith is to see what you believe. Scripture echoes scripture here. As Habakkuk declares, the righteous shall live by his faith, Habakkuk 2 verse 4, grounding our present obedience in a future surety authored by God. Abel's story brings faith down to the soil of ordinary worship. His acceptable offering was not about superior ingredients, but sincere trust. He believed God's promise of redemption, and let that belief shape his giving. Even in death, Abel's life preaches. Faith obeys and leaves a witness that outlives breath. Enoch then whispers a gentler but profound truth. Faith pleases God. He walked with God not as a grim duty, but as a delighted companionship, teaching us that seeking God is not self-erasure, but the surest path to life fulfilled. We do not abandon joy by trusting God, we discover it. Noah's faith expands the horizon further. Warned of unseen waters, he built an ark in a world of blue skies, embodying reverent fear that listens and acts. Faith here is practical imagination, constructing obedience in the face of confident skepticism. It looks peculiar to those who prize immediate comfort, yet it becomes the vessel of salvation for households and a testimony that vindicates God's righteousness. In every case, faith addresses the same human ache. How to live when the visible seems louder than the promised? God's response is a steady invitation. Trust me, seek me, and walk with me. What can we learn from this? What does this mean for us today? It means we refuse to anchor our souls to fragile securities, markets, reputations, fleeting pleasures, and instead tether our hope to Christ, the surpassing high priest who fulfills every promise. It means we remember that faith is not a private sentiment, but a pattern of life that obeys, pleases, and reveres God even when results remain unseen. We learn to become like Abel, Enoch, and Noah, people whose quiet fidelity speaks across generations, whose word obedience becomes future wisdom. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where have I allowed the demand for visible certainty to weaken my trust in God's promises? Number two, how might my daily choices mirror Abel's obedience, Enoch's delight in God, or Noah's reverent readiness? And now our practical exercise for the day. Choose one promise of God you have been hesitant to trust. Write it down, pray over it, and take one concrete step that aligns your actions with that promise. Faithful God, teach us the beauty of trusting what we cannot yet see and the courage to walk in hope when certainty eludes us. Shape our worship like Abel's, our companionship with you like Enoch's, and our obedience like Noah's. May our lives echo your promises and become a living testimony of your redeeming love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.